Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we are looking at this list of lawbreakers that Paul deals with in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 and following. Remember, he said in verse 8, "But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully." And then he went on in verse 9 to say, "Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for..." And he lists a whole long list of people that he says the law is designed for. "For the lawless and the insubordinate, for the ungodly and for sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murders of fathers and murders of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine." And I think we can put these in three rather obvious categories, this list of lawbreakers. And we dealt with the first category yesterday, and that's those who reject all law, those who reject the principle of law. And Paul describes them as the lawless and insubordinate. They are people who reject the principle of law. They reject law as a binding authority in their lives. They don't accept that authority. Any authority. Any law. The principle of law. Now, frankly, folks, there is in all of us this kind of general rebellion against authority. That's part of our fallen condition in Adam. In fact, that maybe is sort of a foundational part of our fallen condition in Adam. Before Adam sinned, what was his condition? Well, he was in sweet submission to divine authority. When he disobeyed the law of God, and what was the law of God to Adam? Well, the law of God to Adam that we know about was the prohibition about eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He was forbidden to eat of that. That was the law. That's why I think the details of the law can vary from place to place and time to time, but the principle of law remains the same. And the principle is that God had a right to require that Adam not eat of that tree. You say, well, wasn't Adam under other law? The Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not murder, and so forth. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not commit adultery, and so forth. Well, that's sort of a difficult question, because number one, the Bible doesn't mention any of those things. We don't get the Ten Commandments until Moses. The Bible does indicate that the basic law of God is written in every man's heart, and that seems to refer to this moral code, this moral standard of not lying and not killing and not stealing and so forth. If that's written in man's heart, of course, it goes clear back to the Garden of Eden. Written in man's heart then, we would presume, though it's possible, of course, that it only was written in man's heart after the fall. We frankly don't know, do we? We really don't. But the fact of the matter is, Adam had no desire, no inclination to steal, to murder, to commit adultery, if he'd had anybody to commit adultery with. His heart wasn't interested in any of those things. He was sweetly and gladly submitted to the authority of God with a desire to please God and a far better understanding of the character, nature, and therefore of the moral law of God which really just reflects the character of God, he had a much better understanding of that than we do. But the whole issue was his submission to God's rightful rule over him, that there was an authority higher than Adam himself that he was obligated to obey. That authority was God, and there was one law that tested God's rightful authority. Adam either submitted obediently to the law of God that said, don't eat, or he took the law into his own hands and said, I have a right to eat. I'm my own authority. It's my decision. It's my conclusion that this is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Looks to me like this fruit is perfectly legitimate. I have a right to eat because I'm my own law. I'm my own authority. When he rejected the principle of law, that is the principle of rightful authority over him, he was lawless. He was insubordinate. And that's the first two descriptions on our list. The law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate. And we're all that way in the fall. As fallen sons and daughters of Adam, we all have this basic attitude of lawlessness and insubordination. But we generally don't live in total lawlessness and total insubordination because of a lot of other factors, social factors. Now, the second category of this list is those who violate the first table of the law. And what is the first table of the law? Well, the laws that have to do with our relationship with God. Thou shalt not make any graven images. Thou shalt... Let's go back. I've got to go back to Exodus chapter 20 and read the first table of the law. Okay, here it is. Number one, you shall have no other gods before me. Number two, you shall not make for yourself a carved or graven image, and it elaborates on that. Number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. And number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Those four are considered to be the first table of the law. Now, this list of Paul goes on. He talks first about the lawless and insubordinate. That's a category of people who reject the principle of law. But then he goes on to talk about the ungodly and sinners, unholy and profane. What does that sound like? Ungodly. Those who are ungodly, it's a word that means destitute of reverential awe toward God. Those who do not honor and worship the God of creation, the God who is, the God of the Bible, the God who made us. Such people are described as ungodly. They don't honor the Lord God. The second word is sinners. That's a word that means those who miss the mark. And the question, of course, is whose mark? They miss what mark? What law? What requirement? The law of the Pharisees? Certainly not. God's mark. God's law. God's requirement. Sin is the transgression of the law. Whose law? God's law. And so sinners are those who violate the law of God. And that's a violation of the first table of the law. It's an act of rebellion against God. It's a Godward violation. The third word is those who are unholy. What does that mean? Well, that means that those who don't have a right standing before God. Those who are unrighteous. They are not associated with righteousness. And again, this has a Godward dimension. The very concept of unholiness means to be unholy in our relationship with God. And so this is in relationship to God and therefore relates to the first table of the law. And then the fourth word is the word profane. That's a word that means has no regard for sacred things. One who treats sacred matters with indifference, contempt, or mockery. And again, that's a Godward matter. To be profane means to not honor the things that pertain to God and to His ways and to His revelation, to His word, to His law, to His worship. To be profane is to trample the things of God underfoot, to hold them of no value, to not consider them to be sacred. It really comes from a word that means a threshold. A threshold is something that we step on, generally associated with a door. But it's something that we trod under feet. It's common. It's unhallowed. We don't consider the threshold of a door to be a sacred matter, an honorable matter. We just walk right over it. This word profane is used of Esau, who did not regard his birthright, which had been given to him by God. It should have been considered very, very important because of God's law. God who had established this birthright and what it meant by connecting him to the God of the covenant that God had made with Abraham. He should have valued that very highly, but he didn't. He had no regard for sacred things. He was profane. And so those who treat the things of God with indifference are profane. Those who do not regard God are profane. Those who refuse to attend the worship of God, public worship, are profane. Those who do not read the Word of God are profane. Those who do not worship God are profane. Now, there's some people, of course, who have deceived themselves into thinking that they're not profane. They're very spiritual. But their spirituality, so-called, has nothing to do with the Bible, with the God of the Bible. They basically have carved out their own idea of spirituality, their own idea of God, their own idea of what it means to worship God. In other words, they're just like Cain, who refused to worship God the way that God prescribed, who thought it was perfectly legitimate for him to define worship according to his desires. He decided what was appropriate worship. He decided how he thought God ought to be worshipped. He decided what he thought God ought to be like. God certainly shouldn't require of him to bring an animal sacrifice. He thought that was totally uncalled for, was illegitimate. So he concocted a God who would be happy to receive the offering that he was pleased to bring. And that, of course, was a terrible offense to God. Cain was profane even though he worshipped. He brought a sacrifice. He worshipped in some way, but it was in a self-defined way rather than submitting to a God-defined way to worship. Well, that's the essence of profanity. That's the essence of ungodliness. That's the essence of sin. That's the essence of unholiness. It's not a matter of whether you are religious or not. It's not a matter of whether you acknowledge any kind of spirituality or not, whatever that may mean. The question is, do you submit to the authority of God, the true God, the God of the Bible, as He has revealed Himself? Do you worship Him in the way that He has said that He wants to be worshipped? Do you acknowledge Him and His right to rule over you? Do you recognize your responsibility to Him and your sinfulness before Him, the violation of His laws, and seek to be rightly related to Him according to His terms? That's what defines godliness, and that's how those who violate the first table of the law are found in this list. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.